This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Boulder King Supers, where 10 people died in a mass shooting, reopened today. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports it was completely renovated.
The company installed new lighting and a new internal layout based on community and employee feedback. Susie Anderson and her husband have shopped at the store for 9 years and were excited to see the changes.
Oh my gosh, so beautiful. So much more open. And that mural is gorgeous. It's really comfortable.
In the coming months, King Supers will install a permanent space outside the store that will serve as a memorial to the victims. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Metro Denver has fewer homes on the market. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
There were fewer than 1,200 homes for sale in Denver at the end of January, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. To put that in context, the average number of homes for sale in January, going back to 1985, is more than 12,000. Realtors expect the limited supply to push prices up even more, even as mortgage rates climb. The median home price in the area, which includes Boulder, is $540,000, up nearly 20% in the last year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's Michaela Schifrin has two more chances to medal in other events at the Beijing Games after failing to finish the slalom last night. Partly cloudy for the Front Range, clear in the mountains. This is CPR News.